APM's program is to set up data feeds with different health plans and compile a lot of electronic claims information, and they're going to use that for various purposes, including research, cost comparison, and also some law enforcement purposes, such as fraud detection. Now, their original notices, their original system of records notices, were actually quite vague, and we thought defective because of lack of information about what privacy and security protections are going to be in place, and also lack of information regarding the purpose of the program and why really the program was necessary. So OPM has recently, as you mentioned, released new notices that do have some improvements, although some fundamental issues are still left unanswered. So OPM has addressed some of the security risks by being considerably more transparent about what privacy and security protections are going to be in place for the health data, which was certainly welcome. They're more transparent about the information that they're collecting. They left it very open-ended in the last notices, but here they're being specific about what information is going to be collected. They're also collecting less information. So, for example, OPM was originally going to collect information from health plans that included the pre-existing condition insurance plan, which is created by the Affordable Care Act. And the pre-existing condition insurance plan contains the information of some of the most vulnerable patients in our healthcare system, but that has now been dropped from OPM's data warehouse. OPM was also going to collect information from the multi-state option plan. That's been dropped. Right now, it's just focused on federal employees. OPM's new notices have also shown they're going to curtail the parties with whom they share that information. So they've made it clear that data used for research will be different from data that is used for fraud detection. So only the fraud detection component will share it with law enforcement, and that data used for research will be de-identified. So these are all pretty good privacy and security improvements that they've made in the new systems of records notices. But like I said, there's still some issues that remain.
This is a fairly substantial pullback, it sounds like.
We actually do think that it is an improvement. OPM deserves a fair amount of credit for showing that they're being responsive to the privacy and security concerns that we, the Center for Democracy and Technology, brought to their attention and that other people have since commented on. But there are still some fundamental issues that remain unaddressed.
Talk about those. I'm interested to hear what it is that you would like to hear OPM continue to do or do more of.
Two big things. One, we pressed in our letter on using a decentralized database model. So OPM's current model and the one that they appear to be sticking with is to collect this information into essentially one big database, so one giant pot. And that creates unnecessary duplication and centralization of the data. It increases the risk of data breach and the severity of data breach if it does happen. We also think that doing it in this way will violate the privacy expectations of federal employees. Now, that relates to the second big thing that we had pressed them on, that there's some clarity on, which is essentially the identifiability of the data. The data that they're going to be collecting is going to be fully identifiable. And we're talking about records that are quite detailed about all federal employees, everyone that's on the federal employee health benefits plans. That includes spouses and children who might also be covered. We're including directly identifiable information, all your claims, medical diagnoses, payment information, and it's unclear why they need to collect data that is quite that detailed. There are other ways of collecting the same data that can achieve their purposes, we believe. So they want to have all this data individualized, so it's a longitudinal record, so that it's not just a spot record, it tracks your information through several years. We believe that they could achieve this through certain cryptographic techniques and also by collecting what's called a limited data set and still achieve their goals of research and even fraud detection. OPM does not appear to be going that route, however. They want to have a centralized database, and they want to continue collecting fully identifiable data.
When you talk about fully identifiable data, you're talking about not just saying we know that in this group of people we have X number of people who have condition Y. You're talking about them being able to know that Francis Rose and Harley Geiger have condition Y. Is that correct?
That's correct. And not only that, but they also know how you're paying for condition Y, who you're seeing for condition Y. You know, they know if your wife has condition Y potentially. They have it indexed by a social security number. It is very detailed information, and it's something that surprises me a little bit, is that I'm surprised that federal employees are not raising more concerns about this. OPM may be a healthcare oversight agency, but it is also an employer, and one of several big reasons that we have health privacy laws in this country is to control the collection of health data by employers. And I'm not saying that OPM is running afoul of health privacy laws, but I am, as I said, somewhat surprised that federal employees are not more concerned that their employer is compiling these records about them.
What would be a way that OPM could still obtain the information they want to meet the goals that they've outlined? Director Barry saying this database will help them understand what drives healthcare costs. How could they collect information, not necessarily this exact information, still reach that goal without it being tied to yours or mine, since we're not federal employees, but to the actual names of federal employees?
So I had alluded to a cryptographic technique earlier when I was talking about one of the big things that we think OPM could do to reduce the identifiability of the information. There are cryptographic techniques, specifically a hash that could be used that would actually prevent the government from seeing fully identifiable data, so they would actually not know the identity of the individual. But they would still be able to put this together in a longitudinal form, so they would still know that this set of records belongs to an individual. They just don't know who that individual is. And because the name of the individual is not really necessary for them to conduct their research, despite the fact that their research goals appear to be very, very broad. All that they really need to know are some demographic information and that the records belong to a particular individual. When it comes to fraud detection, they still don't need to know the name of the individual until they've detected what they think might be fraud. They simply need to know that it is an individual. And then if they think that it's fraud, they can go to the health plans and collect the individualized information.
Harley Geiger is the policy counsel at the Center for Democracy and Technology. Thanks for bringing us to our attention this afternoon. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.